This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost, and it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and you're not going to be shocked that what we're going to get into today is the Biden recession. Yes, there is a Biden recession. So the Commerce Department has announced that the United States economy shrank by 0.9% in the second quarter of 2022. Now, that comes after the announcement a few months ago, last April, that the economy had contracted by 1.6% in the first quarter of 2022. Now, that is two quarters right next to each other in which the United States economy contracted. So the U.S. has had two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, which is the popularly accepted definition of a recession. So it's official. The U.S. is in recession, except it's not really official. If official means recognized by the White House, by the executive branch, then it's not official. Denying longstanding standards, the Biden administration will not admit that the economy is in recession. Now, the Commerce Department announcement of the growth numbers, the negative growth numbers, was Thursday morning at 8:30. Now, this is scheduled for months, years in advance. These announcements come every month. It was known to be coming, and it was thought that it was going to be negative. So what you saw was the administration go into gear well before that, at least a week before that, arguing that if the number is negative, and now we know it was, this still wouldn't be a recession, even though there's two quarters in a row of negative economic growth. So the Biden administration has spent days leading up to the announcement, making the case that two quarters of negative growth do not necessarily equal a recession. And in this case, although it is exceedingly rare, we're going to get into that in a minute, the U.S. economy has experienced two quarters of contraction, but it is not in a recession. So that is the administration's argument. Now, some of the Biden administration's allies are accepting this. I'm going to read you a story from Fox News about media coverage of this. Quote, some liberal media outlets are beginning to fall in line with the Biden administration's spin on redefining what a recession is. This is Fox News reporting. Quote, there's been major push by the White House to preemptively declare that even if the U.S. economy has shrunk in two consecutive quarters, and parentheses, now we know it has, that doesn't necessarily mean the economy is in recession. Now, I'm going to cite one example. Politico, on the night before the numbers were released, there was a lot of anticipation. Most people expected them to be negative. Politico tweeted that the coming government figures would be, quote, the first, possibly inaccurate, and certain to be revised reading of U.S. economic performance in the second quarter of this deeply weird economic year. Okay, so the numbers, before they even came out, would be possibly inaccurate, and they're certain to be revised. So you see the kind of undermining of the Commerce Department's figures here, that they're, you know, possibly inaccurate, certain to be revised, and it's been a deeply weird economic year. So that's what you saw in the days leading up. So why would President Joe Biden and his senior aides and his entire administration go to such lengths to deny that the United States is in a recession? I think maybe the best place to look for an answer, you might not say this right off the top of your head, the best place to look for an answer is the Real Clear Politics average of polls. The president's job approval rating in the Real Clear Politics average now stands at 37.8%. Do you remember when Biden's rating seemed stuck in the low 40s? You know, it had fallen. It had been close to 50 early in his presidency, a little over 50. Goes down mid-40s into the low 40s. There it seemed that was his floor. Biden is going to stick in the low 40s. Well, it wasn't his floor. It was there for maybe 6 months or so. But around May of this year, the president's job approval ratings fell through the 40% barrier, now appear to be heading to the mid-30s, which is pretty bad, which means that you're pretty much depending entirely on your party's base, not your entire party, but your party's base of support for all of your support, now appears to be heading to the mid-30s. If you look at 538, the polling and public opinion analysis site, those approval ratings, now at 37.8% in the Real Clear Politics average, are, quote, the worst of any elected president at this point in his presidency since the end of World War II. That's bad. That's really bad. So why has Biden gone so low? You know why. It's the economy. Huge numbers of Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. And if you ask them, why is the country headed in the wrong direction? They cite the economy. That's what has gone wrong. So I'm going to read again from 538, quote, many factors are driving this overall feeling of dissatisfaction among Americans. That's a reference to what's called the right track, wrong track measure, which is a question that pollsters ask all the time. Do you think the country is headed in the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off track? And big, big majority, 75%+, are now saying they think the country is off track. Just as an aside, most of the time, a majority of people think the country's going in the wrong direction. We're just kind of pessimistic on that point. But now it's gotten really, really high in the 75-80% range, which is really huge. Not unprecedented, but certainly unprecedented since, or hasn't been seen since, the worst days of the Great Recession a decade ago. So from 538, many factors are driving this overall feeling of dissatisfaction among Americans, but inflation is arguably the biggest reason. Yeah, it is. Inflation, resuming the quote here, inflation, which is at its highest point since the early 1980s, has consistently ranked as the top issue Americans are worried about. In the most recent 538 Ipsos poll, 62% of Americans told us that inflation, or increasing prices, same thing, was one of the most important issues facing the country, ranking far ahead of any other topic we asked about. That's how bad things are. Now, they're really bad, but they could always get worse. And that is why the White House exhibited this kind of sheer terror, this barely masked terror at the prospect of a recession on top of inflation. Inflation has done grievous damage to the president's job approval rating. So add a recession on top of that? Wow. Can you imagine what will happen to Biden's job approval rating if the voters blame him for plunging the nation into recession in addition to the rising prices? When pollsters ask people about Biden, they ask about his job approval. You know, do you approve of his handling of this issue, that issue? His handling of the economy always rates as the lowest among several measures of job performance. It's the most important, and it's also the lowest. Give you one example. Recent Quinnipiac poll, just 28% of respondents approved of the way Biden is handling the economy versus 65% who disapproved. So a 28-65 split is not very good if you're in the White House. So that explains, I think, the White House pushback against this new bad news. Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, went on Meet the Press last Sunday. Now, I told you that this had been going on for quite a while. They were preparing the ground for bad economic news, and to tell you that it really is not as bad as it seems doesn't even really matter. Yellen said, quote, even if the GDP growth numbers are negative, we are not in a recession now. And I would, you know, warn that we should not be characterizing that as a recession. So that's the Treasury Secretary saying, look, even if it's negative, two consecutive quarters in a row, it's not a recession. Don't call it a recession. Of course, that's what it is. So anyway, look for the White House to continue making its case that there is something unique about today's economy, something absolutely unique, and therefore the traditional measure of two consecutive quarters of negative growth equaling a recession, it doesn't apply. Now, that brings up the question, how unique is it? And you think to yourself, okay, if you can have two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth that is not a recession, we must have had that happen sometime in the past, right? I mean, just to even know that it's possible, we must have had that happen sometime in the past. That's what I'm going to talk about next.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, back. So I was going to talk about sort of historical precedent for this two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth thing. I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you enjoy the podcast, maybe even been learning from the podcast, it would be great, really great, if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, and it would be very, very appreciated. So the White House is making this argument. Well, you can have two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. You can have it, and it's not a recession. So a reasonable question to ask would be, has that happened before? Has there been a period where we've had two consecutive quarters of economic growth, and it's not a recession? If that is true, by one authority, it would be the first time in 75 years. The Washington Post asked a George Washington University economist named Tara Sinclair, and she said, it's rare for there to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP without a recession. Now, this is the Post writing. In fact, Sinclair said the only time on record appears to have been 1947. So, president would have been 3 years old. No, 5 years old in 1947, 75 years ago. That's the precedent that the White House appears to be making. Now, it's a pretty weak case, obviously. But it's all the White House has. Look at those numbers. 37.8% in the Real Clear Politics average of polls, going down. Used to be in mid-40s, then low-40s, then broke through the 40s into the 30s. Now, and maybe even headed for the mid-30s. It's a weak case, but it's all the White House has. So Peter Doocy, the Fox News White House reporter, asked President Biden about it, because he will ask about inconvenient issues, things the White House doesn't want to talk about that are extremely important for Americans. And Biden said, we're not going to be in a recession. The employment rate is still one of the lowest, unemployment rate, still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. We still find ourselves with people investing. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And so we'll see some coming down, but I don't think we're going to be, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession. I said that just a couple of days ago. Well, we've seen a recession. What the president said is just not the case. He's going to keep making this case, and they're still going to be grasping at straws. But the fact is, the country has entered a recession. So Americans should hope that Biden is right. They should certainly hope that this recession is a brief and shallow one. But they really know. They really know, whatever they hope, they really know that the president is wrong on this. So that's what we wanted to talk about, kind of hot off the press. The latest numbers on the American economy shows that on top of the significant inflation that the nation is suffering, it has now actually entered a recession. So thanks for listening. Always appreciate it when you can. Hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost of this like shift, both legally and culturally, but it's really hard for us to know what it is. And it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.